inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here.
Good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Tuesday, October the 2nd. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, Wall Street fell 40 points today to close at 14,047. NASDAQ reversing the trend, closing up 6 points at 2,747. S&P 500, off half a point at 1,546. According to the AP, weakness in the housing market, flagging consumer confidence, made September another tough month for the auto industry. Uh-oh. That's not a good sign. Well, anyway, remember the old saying, as goes General Motors, so goes America. Morgan Stanley announced it's going to cut 600 jobs. Why would an investment house be wanting to cut jobs? It always amazes me. In the metals complex, well, we had a little breather today, and that, my friends, what was all it was. Markets never go straight up. There's always profit-taking. Gold in New York closed down $17.70, $730.70. Gold's trading range for the day, low of 724, high of 735. Silver off 38 cents, closing at 1341. Silver was more volatile today. Silver had a low of 1303, a high of 1346. Palladium, well, that's the one that got beaten, down $41 at 1348. Palladium off 10. At 350 even. Currently in Asian trading, gold up $2.30 at $733 even. Thank goodness I bought at the bottom. Silver up 3 cents at $13.38. Platinum up $5 at $1,353. Palladium up two at $3.52. Although initially crude oil was weaker today, it still irked out an 8 cent a barrel gain to close at $80.32 a barrel. And the U.S. dollar index, reason for some optimism on Wall Street, U.S. dollar index closed up 39 basis points to end the day at 78.20. Now, whenever you have a correction in the gold market, it's always interesting to see the headlines. Gold plunges. You know, they never say Wall Street plunges. They just say, hey, it was profit-taking. Well, anyway, we'll tell you a lot more about what happened in the market today and what the prognosis is when we return.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Knock on your door, and you don't know who it is. Oh, yes. Men at Work. Old song. Still a great one. So what happened today? Well, we've had some, we like to say, a little profit-taking taking place today. According to Frank McGee, who's head metals trader at Integrated Brokerage Services in Chicago, says, the dollar strengthens, so gold is tracking the euro lower. This is absolutely to be expected. Volatility with gold over $700 is something investors have to be comfortable with. My friends, we are in uncharted territory. Granted, gold's been to $700 once before, but we are in uncharted territory. Actions today are to be expected. $20, $30, $40, $50 swings in the price of gold on any trading day is going to become the norm. Just deal with it. And if you're entering into the market, just accept Murphy's Law, fact number one. The day you buy it, the next day it'll be cheaper. Once you can get over that concept, you'll be fine with gold. And I don't tell you to do a single thing that I myself don't do. I made a substantial purchase for my own personal account today at the close of the market. Did I have any special insight? No. I just thought it would be a great opportunity to take advantage of the dips. And so I did. The euro was the big story of the day. And the euro retreated after European policymakers expressed concern over the currency's 10% gain on the dollar in the past year. Gold has rallied in 5 of the past 6 bear markets for the U.S. currency. A 3.2% drop in crude oil in the past 2 sessions also hurt gold's appeal as an inflation hedge, according to some analysts. Adrian Day of Asset Management in Annapolis, Maryland, said gold and the dollar were definitely overdue for a little breather. Gold's 14-day relative strength index has topped 70 since September the 6th, the day the price has closed above $700 for the first time in more than a year. Yesterday's RSI reached 82. A reading above 70 generally means the price is headed lower. Speculative long positions in the COMEX gold futures, or bets, prices will rise, outnumbered short positions by 174,000 contracts in the week ending September the 25th, according to the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission data, and that's the highest since October of 2005. The inevitable finally happened, said John Nadler, analyst at Kitco Metals. Prices have gotten a little ahead of themselves. So is this a buying opportunity? Well, dropping prices is a buying opportunity, some analysts said. Gold is headed for a seventh straight annual gain in 2007, the longest rally since at least the end of World War II. A drop in prices, as we said, is a buying opportunity. Take advantage of it. Private investors. Now, this is interesting. Private investors now hold more gold through exchange-traded funds than is held by Japan's central bank. Japan has 765 metric tons, the seventh largest gold reserves among central banks, according to the World Gold Council. Investments in Streetrax Gold Trust, the biggest exchange-traded fund backed by physical bullion, is at a record 578 metric tons. Credit Suisse Standard Securities estimated on September the 26th that the total exchange-traded funds holdings had reached 823 tons. At certain points, investors are going to get nice buying opportunities, said Mr. McGee, and he says we are going to see gold obviously marching towards the $1,000 area. Now, talking about ETFs, see, a lot of people were never able, prior to the introduction, and this is important as well, we seem to think that ETFs have been with us a long time. They haven't. ETFs have only been available in gold and silver in less than 2 years. Many institutions were prohibited from buying gold and or silver just simply because of, obviously, the storage and certain institutions were prohibited against buying gold or silver. So the only way they could hedge themselves was to speculate in mining shares. So with the introduction of the ETF, it's opened up a huge opportunity for many of these institutions, many of these funds, to obviously take advantage of rising gold prices. Now, an ETF represents, in gold, it represents 10% of whatever the spot price of gold is on the day that you buy an ETF. So, for instance, today you have gold, as we mentioned before, you have gold, well, closing in New York, if we go by the close of New York prices today, if you were to buy an ETF today, it would cost you $73.07 a share. As we mentioned in the Bob Chapman special for Tuesday, we have the 10 Swiss franc. Now, this is a unique coin. They don't come around very often. The most popular Swiss franc gold coin is the 20 franc. The 10 franc is 0.0933 of an ounce of gold. And now a tenth ounce of gold is 0.0100. So you can see it's a fraction. It's about $5 difference in gold. The Bob Chapman special today is these coins. Now, these are legitimately rare coins, because they were minted between 1911 and 1922. They are in brilliant uncirculated condition, and they are selling for a ridiculous price when you compare it to bullion coins, $79 for a 10 Swiss franc, as opposed to what you're going to pay for a tenth of an ounce American Gold Eagle, which right now is trading at somewhere south of $87. And so take advantage of these opportunities when they afford themselves. The only thing that's unfortunate about the Bob Chapman special today is we have very limited amounts of these. And if you order 50 or more, you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster. 50 of them means you're buying 5 ounces of gold when you boil it all down, because we like to obviously inform you about the intrinsic value of the metal so as you have a better understanding of what you actually have. A lot of people get confused with the price of gold. They for whatever reason, they can't seem to figure it out. But it's a very simple process. All you do is you take the gold content of the coin, you multiply it by whatever the price of gold is, and there you have your intrinsic value. That's your baseline price. That's the price you will get for gold. If you took a gold chain, and we made this example many times because people still don't get it. If you bought a gold chain for, say, $1,000, when you were flush with cash and you went out and you go, well, this is a good buy. It's a gold chain. Ooh, it feels very heavy. And you paid $1,000 for it. But when you all of a sudden ran on hard times and you had to go down to the local pawnbroker to get some cash, most people are amazed to find out that the pawnbroker is only going to pay you $200. And you think that the pawnbroker is actually ripping you off. Pawnbroker couldn't care less about the intrinsic workmanship of whoever made the chain or how nice the chain looks. All he is interested in is how much gold is in that chain. And in a $1,000 gold chain, you only have about $200 worth of gold. That's what the pawnbroker is going to pay you. Pawnbrokers, they have a big business. You see all these commercials now running on television. You may have money. You may have gold in your closet. You know, send us your gold jewelry. And all they do is they take it. They don't care what it is. They don't care what unique features these trinkets that people sell to pawnbrokers. They melt it all down. It goes into a big pot. They ship it off to a refinery like Johnson & Matthey or Engelhardt, and the stuff is melted down, all the impurities are taken out, and that's what they pay you. So you've got to deal with the intrinsic value of the metal. The premium that you get is obviously dependent on the type of coin you have. Some coins are in greater demand than other coins, therefore they command a higher premium. And so the coins that we offer at Republic Trading Group are coins that not only obviously are as close as humanly possible to the intrinsic value, but obviously also have the ability that in rising gold markets, those premiums can expand dramatically. I hope I made myself clear. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. the Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Plane finally landed was kiss the ground. Next thing I did was to go find my friends down at the old hangout. We drank some beer and talked a lot about old times, but when the booze finally hit Billy Joe Grimes, he said, "I don't know what it is, but you seem different to me." I said, "I just came back from a place where they hated me and everything I stand for. A land where our brothers are dying for others who don't even care."
Welcome back, my friends. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be speaking with Reverend Ted Pike. As you know, buried deep inside the Defense Appropriations Bill is hate crimes legislation, sponsored by Senator Ted Kennedy. And so we'll get an update on that one. But first, let's go to the phones. We've got Mike in New York. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Robbie. How's it going?
All right, brother.
Good, thanks. Robbie, a question about the London spot gold fix.
Sure.
Okay. I see gold trading throughout the day on a continuous basis, okay? That's spot gold. I mean, the price, continuously, moves up and down. Sure. So where does the concept of the fix come into this? The fix implies
gold
to me that it's this is the price and that's it. So,
Well, gold today trades 24 hours round the clock.
Yeah,
It doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
But as has been the tradition since 1911, the London fix set at the London's Metal Exchange, it used to be a very old ritual. You had five of your leading bankers sit around at a table. They would then contact your major traders and get a consensus of long and short positions. Now, these are contracts that are minimum $250,000 contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And based on how many contracts were being bought or how many contracts were being sold, they would have your first London fix. In other words, the start of business each day in London. And so based on the orders in and orders out, they would set a price. And then once all five member banks agreed on that, they would ceremoniously raise, they have little union jacks on, they used to raise the union jack, and that was your morning LME fix.
I'm surprised they didn't raise the Jolly Roger.
Yeah. And then at the close of business in London, which is the opening within an hour, opening of business in New York, they would set what is called the second LME fix, which is the afternoon fix. And that was obviously, once again, the same ritual took place.
Okay.
That when they agreed on the second LME fix of the day, then they would lower the union jacks. They don't do that anymore. It's impractical to do it today.
Exactly.
It's changed over the last few years. Now they just do it by phone.
What's the point of doing it, you know, given the fact that we have a 24-hour-a-day continuous market?
It's in order to give the big boys obviously an opportunity to fix their prices, as I said, based on obviously orders in, orders out.
Yeah, but
and as I the minimum order, I mean, you know, they don't worry about, you know, 100-ounce contracts or, you know, the minimum contract they deal with are the big ones. In other words, these are contracts that are coming in either from your major mining companies who need to either forward sell or liquidate on the market. So that's how they set the price. It's a very complicated formula.
The thing is this. I would expect, that being the case, I would expect a price change in the price of spot gold to occur at those times that they did the fix, and I don't see that. Which leads me to believe that they just take spot price.
Well, they don't even touch spot price. What they fix is the most actively traded contract month.
Okay, completely.
So that's why, and a lot of people get confused because I always get calls from people and they go, I'm watching CNBC and they say gold is $748.
Yeah.
What CNBC shows you on that ticker that runs across the top is the most actively traded futures month. It's always about $10 different to what the spot market is.
Okay. Understand. So the fix is in relation to the nearest contract month.
Right.
Comprende. Okay,
Robbie,
thanks
a lot. It's the most actively traded month.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mike. When we return, we'll be speaking with Reverend Ted Pike of the National Prayer Network, and we'll find out about the hate crimes bill. Maybe it'll be law, maybe it won't.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it, I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Outstretched into the sky, tears drying on their face. He has been here. Brothers lie in shallow graves, fathers lost without a trace, a nation blind to their disgrace since he's been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore. Sadness, and I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore. This sadness.
Welcome back, my friends. We are joined by Reverend Ted Pike. Always a great pleasure to welcome the Reverend to the show. And how you doing, sir?
Well, pretty good. Thanks for having me on, Robbie.
Oh, my pleasure. Buried in this defense appropriations bill, what a shock, what a surprise, hate crimes legislation put forward by Mr. Kennedy. Any
yes.
truth in the rumor that the president may veto the defense spending bill because of hate crimes legislation, or is that just spin we are hearing?
He promised on August 4th to send both the arms appropriations bill and the attached rider, the hate bill, back to the Senate to have the hate bill cut off. That's a matter of public record. He also promised back in May, when the House was in the process of approving the federal hate crimes bill, that he would veto a hate bill if it passed the Senate as well. So we have two solemn promises from the president to do that. The only problem is that we're now 2 months behind on passing this arms appropriations bill, and this recently ratified hate crimes bill in the Senate has got to go to conference now between the House and the Senate. That might take a couple of weeks at least, and then if the president does send the bill back to the Senate, there might be a lot of wrangling there by the Democrats and procrastination. We might be talking about another week or so. So there's going to be intense pressure on President Bush to compromise, to actually say, yes, I fully intended to do that, but now this is becoming a pretty much a national security emergency, getting the funds to our troops in Iraq and around the world. And I would have liked to have vetoed it, but I'm not going to be able to do it. And if that's what happens, then we now have a hate crimes bureaucracy very similar to Canada's here in the United States.
What is, give us your take on what you feel is ultimately going to be the repercussions if this bill actually does pass.
Well, if this bill becomes the law of the land, immediately you will have a federal empowerment to indict those people who use their influence from the pulpit, from the talk radio shows, from broadcasting and writing and so on, to influence other people, perhaps unstable people, with ideas which may be critical of other federally protected groups. For example, if the pastor quotes from Leviticus and says homosexuality is an abomination, and some loony goes out and assaults a homosexual because he heard that on the airwaves or read it in the paper or whatever, then that pastor can be indicted as a co-defendant for a hate crimes, federal hate crimes charge. This language is very clear in the 1968 hate crimes bill, which was passed but didn't have teeth. And see, we have such a thing as states' rights, which keeps the federal government from enforcing that kind of a repressive legislation. The federal hate bill is all about removing those barriers between federal intrusion and local policing powers. So this bill basically, in a moment, with a stroke of the pen, it will unite the federal policing powers with the local policing powers. That's why it's called the Local Law Enforcement Enhancement Act. It's a way of uniting police at the top and the bottom into basically a police state. So we no longer have checks and balances against a federal intrusion. It also will, there's a lot of fleshing out, a lot of defining and setting of precedents and so on as this bill begins to start moving. And it'll be pretty much turned over to judges and magistrates to give decisions from the bench to adjudicate what they consider the parameters of hate crimes legislation to involve, and inevitably it will broaden out to include not just physical violence, which is bias motivated against, for example, homosexuals, but verbal violence, those words that diminish homosexuals in their own eyes, and biblical language, the homosexuality is an abomination, that kind of biblical language will very quickly be considered hate speech. And precedents will be set for through indictments of pastors and so on. And pretty much we will be in the same situation Canada is in.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How does this differ, this bill, differ from the laws that are currently in place in Canada?
Well, up in Canada, they don't have the First Amendment protections. So any speech which causes discomfort or humiliation or whatever to, for example, homosexuals again or Jews or whatever, can be immediately indicted as a hate crime, and that person is taken before a hearings officer in the hate crimes tribunal. And if that person is found guilty of hurting the feelings of these protected groups, doesn't matter what the evidence is, evidence and all truth are excluded in hate crimes tribunals, then that person is guilty of a violation of federal law. Now, down here, ostensibly, because we have the First Amendment, the prosecution is going to have to prove that there was bias motivation leading to this crime of intimidation or whatever against members of a federally protected group. But in reality, that they can have pretty slim evidence that bias was necessary. For example, or that a crime was committed. For example, back in 2004, there were 11 Christians in Philadelphia who were arrested by Lynn Abraham, who is the district attorney of Philadelphia, also a top honcho, a national executive board member of the Anti-Defamation League, and the ADL went after those Christians for doing nothing more than singing a hymn and holding up Bible verses during a big gay pride rally in Philadelphia. They socked them with seven charges, including violation of the Pennsylvania ADL-inspired hate law. So when the ADL, who's behind this legislation, who's going to be administering it top to bottom in America, really wants to go after somebody, they're not going to be worrying about getting bias motivation plus the crime and so on. They're just going to go after them, and they'll get them in the courts and exhaust pastors and talk show hosts and so on in the courts. And it's up to us to prove our innocence, because these laws will be so nebulous, so subjective, it'll be very difficult, very costly, very time-consuming to extricate ourselves from an indictment.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, then this bill is not just simply hate speech against homosexuals. It will be broader than just homosexuals. In other words, if I heard you correctly, speaking ill of any minority group.
That's pretty much it, and it could be ever-broadening, too. In the British hate law, they were wanting to include witches and warlocks and Satanists and all kinds of things. And, of course, the pedophiles will have to be protected, along with the homosexuals and transvestites and so on. It's a Pandora's box of confusion, you see. And the real tragedy right now, Robbie, is that it looks like the religious right, the leaders of the religious right, both the big televangelists, but also the members of the Senate, seem to have gotten together to create a vacuum of criticism, of alerts, of warnings in surrounding the passage of the hate bill last week. And this is a turn of events. In my wildest imagination, I could never have envisioned. But if Bush does fail to sign this, the religious right, those who ostensibly were against the hate bill, will be responsible for making it the law of the land. And as proof for that rather strong accusation, we have to look back earlier in September, when Dr. Dobson had a kind of a sea change in his attitude toward the hate bill on his program. He said the hate bill as a species of hate crimes legislation is not as serious as ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. And he said, which by the way is now is very soon going to be voted on in the House, and he said that President Bush, because of his sterling character and reputation as a born-again Christian and defender of liberty, can be absolutely counted on to veto the hate bill. And what that did was it really took the wind out of the sails of the of this very explosive and powerful movement against hate crimes legislation since January. Everybody started saying, well, the president's going to save us. We don't have to worry about that. We'll concentrate on phoning and protesting ENDA. And, in fact, I have a friend who is an insider in the New Right and knows all of these leaders, and he called about 30 of them, and he found that a third of them had completely given up as a result of this attitude on even opposing the hate bill or encouraging calls against. And then the remainder, their idea was in agreement with Dobson that the president could be counted on to take care of it. As a result of that, we came into last week with some token protests sent out by the New Right in the previous week, but there was no compelling reason given by any of these New Right organizations why the people should even bother to call, since the president was taking care of everything. And I had made it very clear in e-alerts throughout that month that it was vitally necessary that the people destroy the hate bill, that they get the credit, that this be a referendum by the people, which would resound even into future Congresses, even into future presidencies, that the people rejected hate crimes legislation. I also said that if the hate bill were allowed to pass, it would achieve a dignity it had never had before as legislation passed by both houses of Congress. And it has now achieved that. The people did not defeat it. In fact, In fact, in only about 14 months from now, it can come right back in under a more liberal Congress, perhaps, and administration, and be easily passed because of its new reputation, not as legislation that was defeated five times, but legislation which is now endorsed by the Congress of the United States of America. But Dobson, I'm sure he must have read. They get all these new right organizations get my e-alerts, and my emergency alerts came to them last week. They were absolutely silent. Last Tuesday, Senator Kennedy rose to his feet about midday. He demanded that the hate bill be voted on, and Senator Reid agreed to that. This should have sent shockwaves through 30 million at least evangelical Christians in America. It is certainly these new right organizations who have paid staff to watch Congress should have notified them. They should have had a massive upheaval of calls at that time. Instead, there was total silence from the new right. And maybe I just better read the list of the new right organizations who get my emails. A number of them have actually told me they're reading my emails, and yet were silent to my entreaties for several days at the beginning of last week, just before the vote. There was Focus on the Family Research Council, Concerned Women for America, American Family Association, Faith to Action, the Christian Values Coalition. Also, we send our email to about 10 members of the staff of WorldNet Daily. Again, there was no response, no alert coming from WorldNet Daily with its 7 million readers daily. And then not only this, Robbie, but the senators were all silent. There was 2 days last week before the hate bill vote when the senators were actually invited to speak on the floor of the Senate on any subject they wanted to. Do you realize for those 2 days, Kennedy and Senator Smith of Oregon, Senator Reid, they all got up and they gave impassioned speeches for the hate bill. But until the end of those 2 days, no one except Senator Orrin Hatch got to his feet and opposed the hate bill. Now, there's dozens of senators there who have declared themselves very much against it. But what I believe is happening here is that the new right, both in the Senate and on the airwaves and so on, Internet, they got together with a brilliant scheme to give glory to George W. Bush by setting a stage so the hate bill would be passed, and then George Bush could come in on his white horse and could destroy the hate bill and could restore his credibility as a defender of liberty and freedom here in the United States, a reputation which has been very much tarnished because of his promotion of Homeland Security and Patriot Act and so on. And so this was a grand scheme, a grand stunt, in which these new right organizations and senators, I believe, completely acted behind the scenes contrary to the expressed wishes of millions and millions of patriotic Americans.
Let me throw you a curveball. Is it possible that the evangelicals could be supporting this hate crimes legislation because of the broad language, which would, in their minds, shut up anybody who is questioning the evangelical support of people like Reverend Hagee and Christians United for Israel? Because obviously speaking out against these evangelicals that support Israel blindly would also constitute hate speech.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't quite think it's that devious. John Stadtmiller also wondered maybe they were pressured by the IRS to compromise because of their 501c3 status and so on. I'm not sure I want to make it that devious. I think that they saw a very, very clear and logical way to not only defeat the hate bill, but to get glory and honor for George Bush, the Republicans, and the new right, right as we're going into this very hotly contested presidential election. That's sure. My theory. Now, this is my theory. All I know for a fact is the behavior of these two aspects of the new right last week. Now, it's true that Wednesday night, just in the afternoon, the early afternoon and evening, just before the bill was to be voted on, the new right leaders suddenly sprung into action, focused on the family, traditional values, Family Research Council, all suddenly made big e-alerts just practically minutes before the Senate offices would be closing in Washington, D.C.
We're speaking with Reverend Ted Pike. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Speaking with the Reverend Ted Pike, you can access the National Prayer Network by going to truthtellers.org. You can sign up for free email alerts. And once again, that web address is truthtellers.org. We don't have much time left, but earlier, over the weekend, I guess it was, in Salt Lake City, James Dobson issued a a warning to the Republicans that they may abandon certain so-called Republicans running for office because they've abandoned certain Christian belief systems. And what was that all about then?
Well, what I'm seeing is that these new right leaders are moving very quickly away from the hate bill issue. They had very brief statements about the defeat of it and not much explanation. And I don't know what Dobson's plans are as far as an independent movement for a presidential candidate, but I do know that they have been used to having the favor of the White House clear back to the Reagan era. They don't want that to end. They want Republican prestige, Christian conservative prestige elevated. And I just believe this was probably a ploy or an attempt to kind of kill two birds at one stone, kill the hate bill, but also exalt Republican Christian conservative reputation in the country as contrasting to the pro-hate bill Democrats. You know, I should just mention, just for the sake of accuracy here, that the four Republicans did speak out after 10 o'clock on last Thursday, the day that was hate bill was passed, for 2 minutes each, approximately. And then Senator Orrin Hatch gave a couple of excellent speeches, but it was really too little, too late. And the hate bill passed by one vote. And these new right organizations, if they had been on their toes or if they had had integrity earlier in the week, they could have easily generated 3 million plus calls as they have before. Instead, our polls throughout the beginning of the week found there was a tiny trickle of calls coming in. Some senators didn't even have any calls coming in those days. So this was, again, evidence that the new right was not effectively generating opposition to the hate bill in the final hours of its deliberation.
Who do you think has more sway with members of Congress and the Senate, James Dobson, Focus on the Family, or the Israeli lobby?
Well, I think probably the Israeli lobby does, but they're both working together. The Zionist Christians and the Israeli lobby. It's an obscene situation, an unholy alliance, and so on. By the way, people should come to truthtellers.org because I have a number of powerful articles. Come to truthtellers, print out those articles. Let's not let these religious and political leaders get away with this.
Mr. Pike, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Robbie.
And we'll do it again. Programming note coming up tomorrow, as we do each and every Wednesday, talking about Zionism. Charles Collins from Straight Gate Ministries will be with us. Till then, see you back. With